I was diagnosed with breast cancer in December of 2000 and working very hard as a medical oncologist, working about 16 hours a day, seeing lots and lots of cancer patients of all types. I was 44. I had a palpable mass. It turned out to be 3.5 centimeters, so I was pretty surprised that it was as large as it was, and it was multifocal, actually. It ended up with three tumors in three different quadrants. So my previous history is that of Hodgkin's disease at the age of 21, and I had had mantle radiation at that time. So when I got my breast cancer diagnosis, was not a candidate to get radiation, so was not a candidate for breast conserving surgery, and of course with multifocal disease also would not have been a candidate. So ended up having mastectomy. And my partner at the time in the oncology practice was a very innovative medical oncologist named Sebastian George, who really, I think, had a vision and really saw the future of oncology in many ways, and had done or was doing a lot of interesting, innovative things before their time. So he actually, at the time, was treating a number of women with neoadjuvant Herceptin, just he firmly believed that when treatments were proven in the metastatic setting, that they almost always turn out to be effective in the adjuvant setting as well. So, and I think probably a little bit from an emotional standpoint, he treated me with Adriamycin Cytoxin, followed by Taxotere, Carboplatin, and Herceptin, which had just been kind of discussed by Dennis Lehman and his group at UCLA, been presented at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Meeting. And within about 6 months later, I was diagnosed with my breast cancer.
So now you had the tumor was 3.5 centimeters. What was the nodal status?
It was sentinel lymph node positive, but remainder lymph nodes negative.
And
And HER2/neu strongly positive.
What was your overall general health like at that time?
Excellent. Excellent. I was working 16 hours a day, just going full bore and seeing, 25, 30 patients a day.
What was your reaction when you found out you had breast cancer?
My entire world stopped, as if there was nothing else around me, as if everything just fell apart. And I knew that I had to do whatever I could to get rid of this cancer, whatever it took. So my first reaction is, I have to do whatever I'm called upon, and I will do anything I can to survive.
Who's in your immediate family?
I have a large family, very fortunate. I have five siblings and a mother who I'm very close to.
Children,
No,
spouse?
no spouse, no children.
I'm sure at the time that you were diagnosed, had treated many women with breast cancer in a similar situation. And I take it that the treatment you got was a lot different than you might have given in the past for someone in the same situation.
Yes.
What prompted that?
When I was diagnosed, as I actually was having the breast biopsy done, and the radiologist had done the first pass, and she said, "This is definitely cancer." And at that point, as I was lying on the table and she was proceeding ahead to get another angle of the core biopsy, the faces of women I had taken care of with breast cancer just started going through my mind. And I started thinking of a series of women that had died at very young ages, in their 30s and 40s, that I had basically, taken them through their disease. I'm still a believer in evidence-based medicine, and I do try to follow evidence-based medicine. And when it came to my own care, somehow that changed, and I wanted to do what was evidence-based, but to also go beyond that. And I wanted to give myself whatever advantages I could, whatever made sense within the oncology literature. And I thought about lots of different treatments, and Sebastian George, the treating oncologist, also, we talked about many, many different things. And we really explored a lot of different options. And the data on Herceptin looked very exciting. It really looked like this was going to be a truly effective agent in the future. And while it was not considered standard for adjuvant therapy, we both believed that it would be in short time. I was very concerned about the HER2-new positivity and wanted to address that. And really, you know, Herceptin is really the only way to truly get at that specific component of the malignant clone of cells. So I elected to go with Herceptin. I knew I wanted to do aggressive chemotherapy. I mean, the AC followed by TCH was pretty aggressive as well. And I had a number of difficulties with that. I ended up in the hospital 3 times and was septic and actually had congestive heart failure during after the last treatment. But somehow that was all okay because I knew I was doing the maximum that I could do so that hopefully I wouldn't have to face breast cancer again. I didn't care how sick I got, as long as I did everything that I could possibly do.
And I see you're on oxygen now. What is that for?
After the chemotherapy, about 2 years later in 2003, I developed very severe aortic valve disease and mitral valve disease and ended up having to have both of the valves replaced because of the mantle irradiation. I also had developed premature arteriosclerosis and ended up having 90% left main disease. So I got all that taken care of at one time. And surgery was complicated by sort of an unmasking of what has turned out to be very severe restrictive lung disease, which presumably is due to mantle irradiation 20 years ago.
You developed congestive heart failure. Was that before you got the trastuzumab?
During.
So do you think it was related to the
trastuzumab? I do, yes. I think that, you know, I had adriamycin and then the TCH just 3 weeks later. I'm not sure that the adriamycin was really out of the system. I think that in my situation, it was a domino effect from the standpoint that I believe I did develop some transient cardiomyopathy, and that did cause my valves to fail. I did need to have the double valve replacement and the bypass surgery, and that then brought to the forefront the very severe restrictive lung disease. So it sort of all, you know, one added to the next. I think if I hadn't had chemotherapy, I probably would not be dependent on oxygen.
Do you think it was the chemotherapy or the Herceptin that caused the problem?
It was actually probably the adriamycin, when I think back on it.
Did you have problems before you actually started the Herceptin?
I did have an episode of congestive heart failure after the adriamycin and then after about the sixth or seventh dose of Herceptin.
So you went ahead with the Herceptin even knowing that you had a cardiac problem. I assume that it was an ER-negative tumor?
Actually, ER-positive.
It was ER-positive. So did you receive hormone therapy? What type of hormone therapy?
Femara.
Were you
I became menopausal after the first chemotherapy cycle.
So when did you start taking the Femara?
At the end of the chemotherapy.